A search was suspended yesterday afternoon for a Haines man presumed missing and lost at sea. The Coast Guard recalled a small boat and an H-60 helicopter used in the search north of Juneau. Margaret Friedenauer has more on the story.
A longtime Haines fisherman went overboard off his vessel early Wednesday morning while fishing near Mab Island. Coast Guard Sector Juneau said it received the report shortly after 5 a.m. that Richard Boyce had fallen overboard while trying to remove fishing gear from the propeller of his gillnet boat, the Eleanor S. Other gillnetters in the area reportedly convened near the boat's location, about 25 miles north of Juneau, to help search for Boyce. The Coast Guard launched a response boat out of Juneau, and Air Station Sitka sent a Jayhawk helicopter to the area. The search was expected to extend into Wednesday evening, according to Petty Officer 3rd Class Jonathan Klingenberg. He said Boyce was wearing green rain gear and no flotation device when his adult daughter, who was working as deckhand on the boat, reported him overboard. Several fishing boats of the Haines fleet accompanied the Eleanor S. back to the Haines Harbor on Wednesday afternoon. This is Margaret Friedenauer.
A Juneau man is in a Seattle hospital where he's being treated for flesh-eating bacteria. Ruben Pereira was flown to Seattle's Harborview Medical Center about 2 weeks ago, where he remains in stable condition. Necrotizing fasciitis is a rare, deadly condition. It happens when the skin is somehow broken and a naturally occurring bacteria gets into the body. The bacteria entered Pereira's system through a splinter, and he may lose his arm. The disease has been in the national news lately as the case of a 24-year-old college student from Georgia, Amy Copeland, captured attention as she battled the flesh-eating bacteria. She lost her left leg, right foot, and both hands. Copeland recently left the hospital for a rehabilitation facility. A flood watch is in effect for Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River starting this afternoon. A glacier outburst above Mendenhall Glacier means that water levels have been on the rise for the last several hours. They could peak sometime this afternoon in the lake and tomorrow on the river. Brian Besnick in the National Weather Service office in Juneau with this explanation.
Well, right now, as of 4 a.m., the lake had a water level reading of 6.2 feet, which is up due to... It appears that the glacially dammed lake in the Suicide Basin has begun releasing its water. Water levels in the lake has risen to 6.2 feet and is expected to continue to rise. And the Mendenhall River has also started to show some indications of increased water level in there as well. We have a flood watch for Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River for basically late this afternoon through Friday afternoon. We are expecting both the lake and the river to crest Thursday night, with the lake cresting at about 9.5 feet right now, and the river to crest right about its flood stage of 11.5 feet.
How does that compare to last year? I believe it was last year where we had the same sort of thing, right?
Yes, we did. I believe right now expected crests, I think, are less than last year's. We are expecting a new forecast from the River Forecast Center this morning with the new numbers in there, including any rainfall that has fallen overnight.
Okay, and this was a glacial outburst. I wonder if you can kind of recap for us.
Basically, you know, there's snow melt at higher elevations, and it gets accumulated in certain river valleys or valleys, and water will build up behind the ice to a certain point until it manages to find a way to release all this stored water up. We have, you know, noticed the last year on Mendenhall River, the lake went up when one of those lakes released there. We typically have other ones like this that affect southeast Alaska, including along the Taku River and down in the Hyder area along the Salmon River.
So this is kind of a regular common occurrence then?
Yes.
What are you advising the folks in the area as far as what to do, and should they stay away from the area and not get into the lake and that sort of thing?
We'd like to have people pay attention to what's going on. You know, don't take any extreme activity. We just want people to be aware right now that we're expecting the water levels to go up. You know, the water levels of these here will start covering the Glacier Spur Road, you know, near Skater's Cabin, cutting off, say, the West Glacier Trailhead and maybe even some of the campgrounds there along the lake. And water levels, you know, here will come up along View Drive on the Mendenhall River as well. So it will start, you know, impacting some of the property along there.
Brian Bisnick, thanks a lot for the update.
Thank you.
And once again, that flood watch remains in effect from this evening through tomorrow afternoon for Mendenhall Lake and the Mendenhall River. Price of Brent crude oil is $100.70 a barrel this morning. West Texas Intermediate crude is at $86.79 a barrel. Gold down $12 in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,604.70 an ounce. Lead is also down, currently at 85 cents a pound. The Juneau Assembly's Finance Committee has signed off on a pair of capital improvement funding packages likely to be on this fall's municipal election ballot. The full Assembly still needs to vote on the measures, but for now, it appears Juneau residents will be asked to approve an extension of the city's temporary 1% sales tax and a nearly $25 million bond proposition. Casey Kelly has more.
Finance Committee Chair Karen Crane says the bond measure is meant to pay for items not covered by the sales tax extension, which will bring in an estimated $44.8 million over 5 years.
The problem was there was $70 million worth of requests and a lot of really worthy projects and needs for maintenance and other things. And so this just allowed us to get a little bit further.
The Finance Committee this week voted 6-3 in favor of separate financing packages, with opposition coming from Assembly members Randy Wanamaker, Ruth Danner, and Mary Becker. Wanamaker says he believes some of the projects in the bond proposition should be paid for with sales tax revenue and vice versa.
The bond proposition is going to increase property taxes, and if we're going to ask people to consider raising their property taxes, it should be for things that people want to have but are not necessary for the people to have.
Under the current proposal, $10 million from the sales tax extension is earmarked to pay down debt on the bonds, deferring a property tax hike for at least 5 years. If the sales tax passes and the bond measure fails, the $10 million would be used to upgrade Centennial Hall and Aurora Harbor. Right now, those items are included in the bond proposition, along with renovation of Capital Transit's bus barn and funding for a new learning center at Eagle Crest Ski Area, among other projects. The sales tax extension would pay for nearly $34.5 million in projects, ranging from a children's mental health facility at Bartlett Regional Hospital to parks and trails borough-wide. The measure also includes $3 million for Sealaska Heritage Institute's Walter Soboloff Center, to be built across the street from Sealaska Plaza downtown. The measures now go to the full Assembly, which will take public comment before voting on whether to approve them for the October 2nd municipal election ballot. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
And to see the list of projects and which financing package they ended up in, you can check it out by going to our website at ktoonews.org. Poor weather and injury may have forced five wounded warriors to climb down Mount McKinley without reaching the summit. They began climbing the mountain June 11th, but poor weather stranded them for a week at the 14,000-foot level. The group said in a web posting that they tried Friday to reach the 16,000-foot level, but a double amputee injured his stumps. They left the 20,320-foot mountain on Monday to fly home. And Senator Lisa Murkowski has introduced legislation to rename North America's tallest peak from Mount McKinley to Mount Denali. This is the latest in a decades-long battle over the name of the mountain, widely referred to as Denali by Alaskans. For years, members of Ohio's congressional delegation have filed measures to retain the name of Mount McKinley. Ohio is the birthplace of President William McKinley, and one such measure is also currently pending. Murkowski says opponents of a name change can continue to refer to the peak as Mount McKinley. She says all that would be changing with her bill is that the Alaskan name for the mountain would become the technically correct term for what is an Alaskan landmark.